What's up, everybody? We have 10 minutes here with Eric, Mark, and Jimmy here on the mic to discuss New Year's resolutions. Again, hunting and shooting style in this particular case. Now, we're not talking about, I hope we don't talk about, going in for 2 weeks into the gym, throwing some weights around, getting really sore, and then giving up. We're talking about legit, interesting New Year's resolutions. And you guys have a few, would you say?
Mm-hmm. I've got two.
I have one really big one. Ooh, I'll kick it off.
You sound like you got a good one. Mine's probably short.
Mine's a big one for me because for the longest time, I was 100% uninterested in bow hunting. And I guess maybe hopefully nobody has now like disowned Vortex or anything like that. I just got to say, like for whatever reason, I thought rifles were cool. I thought the idea of rifle hunting was cool.
Rifle hunting is cool.
And it is. And when I saw bow hunting, I think the thing that turned me off, and there's nothing wrong with this, but it's just personalities, right? Everybody has different personalities and preferences. When I saw everybody talking about getting new bow every single year, and I saw all these like fancy compound bows and cams and strings and arrow materials, whatever. I mean, everybody was talking about broadheads. They don't stop. It just annoyed me. And so I just said, you know what? I can just get a rifle and I can go out and it works. So then my brother got a longbow. And I thought that was pretty cool because gone are all these dumb sights and pins and ways, you know, oh, you don't want to do that or you'll break it or you don't want to look at it wrong or it'll, you know, something, I don't know, whatever.
Let Eric touch the arrows.
It's basically just, you know, it's instinctive. It's a little bit more almost like throwing a football, right? You know, you don't have some sight that you're looking down. You just got to go off of how far it is and where your arrows, and all these things. I found it fascinating as he was talking it through. I thought it looked more along the lines of what, in my opinion, like, you know, the traditional archery. That's what it is.
Right.
So I got a trad bow. I think we've mentioned that already here. And I've been casually shooting it here and there. But still, I'm at the point where I'm not super accurate with it. I would say that only within about 20 yards do I feel that I can keep them in even kind of like a reasonably deer-sized group. And I would like to be proficient. A proficient deer hunter.
Wow.
By the end of next year, by the next season, with that thing, after plenty of practice, out to 40 yards.
That's a great goal.
Hell yeah.
That's a great goal.
If I can do that, if I can be stacking arrows in the center of a target at 40 yards by next season, I'm going to feel great.
That's your brother, Dave's taken some really cool classes with guys that know what's up with that.
Yeah. So it is difficult. You know, and I think a compound bow shooting would probably be easier to pick up in a quicker amount of time because once you figure out the sights, you just put the pin on the thing and you pull the thing, right? So, but I just want to learn how to do the trad bow thing.
Definitely.
What I do find interesting about that, though, is kind of your not anti-ness, but just like you're not super into the whole compound thing. The way you were talking about all the things that go into compound, it's almost like it was like throw cars into that and you're super jacked up. They both have cams. Like, you're like, oh, this part does that, and that part does that, and this is super tweaky, but if you fix that, then you do that, and you put this on there.
Yeah.
You love that with cars.
Right.
You zero on the bow scale.
Zero.
And I'm not anti-trad. In fact, I'll add that to my list because I want to get into that as well. I don't think I'm going to abandon the compound. However, I do have a legitimate interest in that side of the archery world.
What else you got going for your New Year's?
Mine are easy. I've got two. The reason that they're easy, Jim, they're the same ones I had last year. So I am going to maybe not hit the gym, but I need to up my exercise scale and get on a consistent program. And by the end of the following year, I want to see some significant, not necessarily gains, but improvements, I guess I'll say.
With a Z.
Yeah.
It's important to distinctify whether you want gains with an S or a Z.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. So anyway, you know, for the holidays this year, protein powder. I guess that's what I need.
Yep. Exactly.
All right.
Did you have something with that?
No, that makes sense. I think it's a good one.
Number two, so I have an AR now. You guys were kind enough to gift me that 300 Wisdom. AR-15.
Right, we got to do a little tweaking to get it shooting really well, but that's why people haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that, and I appreciate it, but I need to finish building my own AR-15 that I have
is
compiled.
2020 the year of the door kicker?
2020 is the year of the door kicker. Like I said, I appreciate the 300 wisdom, but it's like as far as like the finishing of this process.
It's like a lamp leg.
Well, or that. it's like saying, hey, I shot this high fence buck and I got one. You know what I mean?
What?
Wow.
I don't know how you arrived
to
there.
60.
But what I do know is that I'm calling the year 2020 YDK.
Yep.
Because it's year of the door kicker. It's like Y2K, but yep, now with a YDK. D instead of a 2.
I like it.
Yep.
You don't get my analogy there?
Yes, I know. You didn't do the work.
I didn't
do
the work.
You're like three minuscule pieces away from finishing the door kicker.
Now
I
get it.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
So that's that.
Yep. All right. Eric, yep.
Okay.
What's yours?
Okay, two. For a couple. One, shoot more squirrels. And that applies to all small
game. More small game.
Game, more small game.
Can I add? I'm adding that.
Okay, Mark added it. Mark's got three.
Mark has four now.
Four.
I think that was.
More small game. There's so much around here. And I really do think that the more small game hunting you do, I think the better hunter you become overall. So if you want to be a better hunter, shoot more squirrels, shoot more rabbits, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I have ignored any effort in the last like 3 years since I moved back to Wisconsin to knock on doors for like permission. I do think that it's a task that is very, very difficult to obtain, but yes. I literally have tried zero. So where I'm going with that is in the last 3 years, wife really hasn't gotten out hunting at all after doing it quite a bit, you know, beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, hey, you want to walk, you know, all this distance, put all this crap on your back, and not exactly the way to get her interested. So
right.
With that in mind, want to find 1 to 2 places where she can go, have a stand set up, already there, and even if it's just shooting does, just a place where she can get out and do it again.
Yep.
And selfishly, maybe I can, you know, shoot something there too. You know, but we'll see.
But
and,
mostly for the wife.
Yeah, mostly for the wife, obviously. Exactly. Hey, well, this is my wife. She can't hunt.
Well, and it takes a little bit of the pressure off. God, you're using her.
It's disgusting.
Genius.
It is genius.
But yeah, it takes a little bit of the pressure off. It's not like, hey, I'm going hunting.
And it's more attainable.
Wave goodbye. It's like, well, we're got an opportunity to do the same thing today,
yep.
And you're getting what you want, and she's getting what she wants, and that just sounds like perfect harmony.
If I could add one more, it would be more hunts on more affordable tags. Rather than buying one expensive tag, like 2 years ago I bought that Montana license, and
yep.
Like it was super expensive, and that was my one hunt for the year. I want to buy like 2 or 3 like out-of-state tags that are real cheap and just go do that.
Yep. I like that. You know,
makes sense.
We talk a lot about public land here.
Ask and you shall receive, Mark.
God.
Oats and whey.
Where did that come? Jim, did you know?
Santa Claus.
Where
I
did
didn't.
This come? Why do we have that?
This has been sitting here for a very long time.
All here, right. Snort it. Get started right away.
All right. Well, we got Mark some protein powder here. Thanks, Brittany,
okay.
For bringing that
we're
on
all
up.
Set in that
what
department.
What were you saying prior?
I was going to say, we talk a lot about public land here, and I love public land. I love the challenge of,
yep.
Hell, I like the challenge of just finding it, you know, going on X and trying to find little parcels. Like, yeah. Oh, there's a little hidden access point. But, you know, I've got kids now, right?
Yep.
And I do want to expose them to that. And just same reasons, like, oh, hey, let's go hike, you know, a mile in and find out that there's somebody there. So now we got to figure out where we're going to go
yep.
Next. It's like, you just have a little bit more control over
exactly.
the experience, and you know you're going to have some privacy and
yep.
Have them, you know, have a little bit.
And if you can, from your own personal standpoint, if you can locate one of these places within 20 minutes from work, optimize the weekday hunt, man. The weekday hunt is your key to killing a lot of stuff. If you're hunting during the week.
Well, like I said, that's like a sneak hunt.
Yep, sneak hunt, yeah.
But during the week.
Sneak day hunt.
Sneak day hunt.
Sneak day mm-hmm. Hunt.
Sneak night hunt.
Hunt the sneak days.
For raccoons. But that would be legal.
It would be. It
yeah.
Would be.
Yeah.
Or coyotes, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Things of that nature.
Where are we?
Well, 20 seconds left. New Year's resolutions. I think those are some good ones.
I think so.
Shoot a bow more proficiently for deer hunting. Mark had 7.
I have a few.
Had a few.
Selfish
I tried
ones.
Summing it up there, but honestly, I already forgot what you guys were because I'm just so focused on trying to shoot my bow better.
As you should be.
Yeah. What's yours?
Yes. Tell us, Vortex Nation, what your New Year's resolution is. We'd be very curious. You can comment that on the Instagram page @Vortex Nation Podcast.
I'll probably add it to my list.
Yeah. Let's see how many things we can add to Mark's New Year's resolution list and how many he actually finishes. It is YDK.
Year of the door kicker, folks. You heard it here.
You heard it now. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.